with an interception. And the Ohio State Buckeyes are the first national champions of the playoff era.
Browns should present the 2014 Ray Guy Award to Tom Hackett from the University of Utah.
A little bit of college football royalty in the studio here on Halftime. Two boys, local boys, one from St. Joe's in Geelong and the other one from Scotch College. Cam Johnson, of course, won the national championship with the Ohio State Buckeyes. He's with us. G'day, Cam.
Hey, how are you?
Great to see you back in the studio, mate.
Nah, it's nice to be back.
Looking sharp. And you heard the second piece of audio there, the Ray Guy Award presentation to Tom Hackett from the University of Utah, the Utes. He's with us for the first time in the studio. G'day, Tom.
G'day, mate.
Welcome, boys. Great to have you in. What are we off-season at the moment? We're just chilling out? What's the go? Where are we?
Yeah, I got back on Sunday, so I'm here till the 28th, just for a couple of weeks, just come back and see Chappie and that type of thing. So,
Nathan Chappie from ProKick Australia, of course, who's launched you guys under the superstardom of...
He's the mastermind, isn't he? He's like the Dr. Evil, if you will, of these punters. He is the genius behind it all.
He is. Have you come down, New Blacks, yet from your years? Tom, to you first. I mean, it's a huge accolade to be given the best punter in college football, the Ray Guy Award.
Yeah, I guess it was all right, but coming back home, no one really knows who you are, so you get along with life as per usual.
What about over there, though? What about back at the University of Utah on campus and then around the college football scenario? Do they know who you are now?
A little bit, more than they did 3 years ago anyway, so I need to cut my hair, so I just come across as a 5'11" fat bloke.
I did notice your picture on the University of Utah website is this clean-cut guy in a suit. And now you've got hair cascading over your shoulders, a beard. It's a nice transformation.
Well, it's a pretty straight sort of town, isn't it?
I was going to ask you that. It's Salt Lake City. I've spent a little time in Utah. We all know heavily Mormon population. Not exactly alcohol flowing the way it does in a lot of other places. Any different coming from Australia? I mean, Australia and Utah may be the two most opposite places on the planet in many ways. Any adjustment for you in that, or is it just one of those things where I'm a student, I'm a football player, I don't need to see anything else?
No, it took me about 6 months to kind of come to terms with the culture, and obviously Salt Lake City being a pretty religious part of town, and I personally came from a somewhat non-religious family, so, a few adjustments that need to be made, and... took me about 6 months.
On the team, you got a lot of Islanders as well, right? So it's got to be an interesting mix of, Mormons, Islanders, African Americans, Australians. It's got to be a very interesting mix in the locker room.
Yeah, Coach Witt, our head coach, says that apparently we're the most culturally diverse team in America. I don't know if that's true or not, but he says we're one third Polynesian, one third African American, and one third Caucasian. So there you go.
There we go. 1% Australian.
And 1% Australian, yeah. And we're happy about that because it's a very successful 1%. Cam, for you, speaking of success, last year was just unbelievable. Finishing off with the national championship. Yeah. You brought your rings in too, which are just amazing, by the way.
I could barely lift them, Harf.
They are
barely lift them.
And very big deal. You start to sport them around Geelong?
Start to a little. Show the boys and that type of thing, and they love it. So, it's just more to show the family and friends.
Is it drink card stuff at the pub? Can you get yourself a couple of drinks?
wouldn't mind that. So,
But have you come down from that? Because what a high that must have been for you.
Yeah, it's been a pretty busy last couple of months. We did the White House and that type of thing.
Cool. Yeah, that's right.
Met the president and that type of stuff. So, it's sort of just kept going right through until sort of since the game. So, it's nice to get back now and just be able to relax and that type of thing.
I'm guessing Obama didn't say, "Where's the punter? Who's the punter here? Can I talk to the punter?" Did he say that?
No, we all got to meet him, so which was not too
That's
bad.
That's great. Yeah. Fantastic.
What was the White House like?
Amazing experience. We're able to go there, shook hands with the president. Something you'll remember for a long time.
Yeah, fantastic. And the build-up to that, I mean, is that something you get nervous about? You've obviously been on the national stage playing football. Do you get nervous going to the White House?
Meeting him, a little bit. No, it was just like, it's like you always see it in movies and that type of thing, and then to actually be inside and looking around, it was pretty nice.
Fantastic. And where to for here for you, Blokes? Right, Tom, for you, you've got the number one punter in the country, according to whoever votes for that, the board who votes for that. Where does it go from here for you?
Well, I'm going into my senior year, so I'm expected to graduate in December.
Studying?
Sports management is what I'm getting my undergraduate in. And so I guess after December, I kind of leave the football program at Utah and start my own little journey to see if I'm good enough to crack the pros. And I'll give that a crack for about 2 years. And if I can't crack it, I guess after that time frame, then I'll move on to a, you know, 9-to-5 job like the rest of the world. So we'll just play it by ear and see where the wind takes me, I guess.
And what about for you, Cam? Obviously, great success last year. You'd be hoping for more of that with the team, but individually, where does it go for you?
So I've got 2 more years left. It's more just the team this year's got a lot of hype around it, going into what preseason number one and that type of thing. So
yeah,
everyone expecting the team to do well. So I know, just get back over there and just keep working hard and try and do what Tommy did. That's what the main thing is. So
the feedback from campus when you got back, what was that like?
Campus when we won, they had to call the National Guard, and then it was turned into riots on the main street. And
serious?
Yeah, no, there's a few videos online. It just went, everyone went wild. They had to get the tear gas out and everything. So, yeah, no, that turned out to be quite we're all on the buses coming back. We thought it was a pisser. So,
Brilliant. And what are you studying again?
Education teaching.
And how's that fit in with the schedule, man? And for you, both of you, how does it fit in with the football schedule, which are pretty intense, I imagine?
Yeah, you got to get your classes done sort of 8 till 12, and then you're off to football from 1 till 8 o'clock at night. So I know it makes it pretty hard. You play in front of big crowds on the Saturday, and then on the Sunday you're trying to do your homework and hand it in on Monday. So it makes it pretty tough sometimes.
There's always a man for that. You've got to find a man for that just to get the job done for you. Tom Hackett from the University of Utah, the Ray Guy Award winner last year, is the best punter in college football. And Cam Johnson, the national champion for the Ohio State Buckeyes, with us in the studio, Eduardo.
Yes, indeed. And I was looking at the schedule now. Cam and Ohio State obviously won the national title. Yep. They beat Alabama. They beat my Oregon Ducks handily, won the national title. Yep. Looking at their schedule next year, I tell you what, pressure's on. The pressure is on you guys to win every game because it is a winnable schedule that you've got, Cam. I don't want to put pressure on you.
Well, you just said the pressure's on, so you did that.
No, it's like looking down at it, it's a lot better schedule than what we had.
Yeah.
What we had last year playing at Penn State and at Michigan State, those sort of teams, and playing them at home later in the year in Columbus. Like, we're getting 109,000 to a game. It's pretty tough for a road.
Sorry?
Oh, Harf.
109,000.
Yeah. You know what they got for their spring practice?
No, there's tear gas required.
You know how many they got for their spring practice? Oh, just a meaningless spring scrimmage? 99,000.
Yeah, we had an intra club on.
99,000.
That's extraordinary.
Isn't that ridiculous?
We were surprised. We walked out there. It was just an intra-club game. It's all scripted. It's not really a game type of thing. And yeah, look up in the stands and it's pretty much full. So it turned out to be
so
nice.
You're going at the number one team in Ohio State. Now, Nathan Chapman told us amazing statistic. Cam next year will play 5 other teams that have pro-kick Australia graduates on the teams.
What, in the same conference?
Yeah, so Aussies. Yeah, so we're talking about Penn State. Michigan's got a new kid now. Rutgers, yeah. Just unbelievable how many Australians are taking over.
How much communication do you have with ProKick now that you are over there? What sort of interaction do you have, Tom?
Well, I guess you know we all try and stay in contact as best as we can. We're all pretty busy, so if I know for me and Cammy, if we ever have a problem with punting, we can contact Nathan and he'll hopefully try and tell us what we're doing wrong, but. You know, we're in social groups on Facebook or, you know, we stay in contact via Twitter or something. We all have a laugh.
And Snapchat, I saw you earlier today. What's going on in the Ohio State campus? You said, I'm missing out. All the Snapchat's firing up.
They got senior bar crawls. So there's about 20-something bars. There's thousands of people everywhere. And I was looking at it and I was like, that could have been a bit of fun. But,
Now, Harf, of course, these guys, don't forget the Flag Flyers show.
Yes.
Here will keep us updated on how these guys are going. Before we get out of here, Tom, I think I saw not a viral video, but a video of you making a game-saving or a touchdown-saving shoestring tackle last year. Was that Oregon or what?
Oregon, yeah.
Yeah, it was. The guy broke a long return, and you just like literally got a finger on it and stopped the touchdown.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know how that happened. I did it.
When that does happen, though, and this has been for many, many years, when that does happen, where the punter does do that, gets involved defensively, it becomes like the biggest news in the world. Do you get surprised by the impact that can have on the coverage of the game?
You know, well, it's kind of really only happened once, thankfully. I guess that scenario was unfortunate. We're in the Oregon game, and then 5 minutes left, they decided to go put 14 points on the board, and we were kind of out of it. So that punt return, even if he had gotten past me, it wouldn't have had an impact on the actual scoreboard and the result of the game. But yeah, we get taught, you know, in practice how to try and lure your returner to the boundary, and it's just a matter of executing, which is kind of harder than what you'd think.
That was that game, too, where the runner guy went to score a touchdown, dropped it on the 1 yard line.
Is that one?
Oregon guy ran over, picked it up, and went 99 yards.
Game on.
Game changing error.
Yeah, fair error. That
I
one.
Remember
hey,
that.
Boys, we've run out of time, but we wish you the best of luck next season in college football. It's great to have you back in. Cam, Tom, lovely to meet you, and all the best.
Perfect. Thanks
for that. Thanks, guys.